I'm intrigued at the coincidence as your band came together. So many of you with similar surnames. That you just couldn't make that stuff up, John.
No, you legitimately couldn't make that up. It is all true.
Tell me about how you all got together.
Well, initially we were another band which had nothing to do with beards. And one day we were at rehearsal and we all noticed that we had beards and we sort of looked at each other and went, oh yeah, having a beard's pretty good. And we wrote a song about beards, and ever since then we haven't been able to write a song that isn't about beards.
So just tell me who else is in the band with you.
We have Johan Beardraven, who's our singer/saxophone player, Nathaniel Beard on bass, and Facey McStublington on guitars.
Well, that'd be the Adelaide McStublingtons, not the Port Lincoln McStublingtons.
Yes, that's the Adelaide McStublingtons.
And outside the sort of the safety and numbers issue, John, how do you find your own beard is received in society?
Much better now than it was when we started our band, that's for sure. You know, those back in 2005 was the dark ages for a bearded man in Adelaide. Nowadays, I'm very comfortable walking down the street. People, you know, get out of my way. They throw flowers, petals at my feet. It's a much different society than what it used to be before we started.
And we're not talking designer goatees here, are we?
No, we're talking the real deal here. We like sideburn to sideburn in the beards. We're not really down with the soul patch or flavour saver, as it's sometimes called. We like a real manly beard, please. One of those.
So the beards have influenced the artistic direction?
Yeah, so they've definitely influenced our artistic direction. Yeah, we find it almost impossible to write a song that isn't about beards now.
What about the audience? Are they also bearded?
A lot of the audience do have beards, which is great. We do encourage everyone who comes to our gigs to grow a beard, obviously. We do get a lot of fake bearded people, which is good. It's better than no beard, but there are still a few people who rock up to our gigs without beards. We don't really understand why, but
we can't
really turn them away at the door, unfortunately.
I think there's a call for compassion here, John. What about the men who struggle to grow more than mere stubble? What about those who can only produce a few floaty wisps? Aren't you also in danger of being exclusionary?
Well, yeah, we are pretty exclusionary in our band, I guess. I mean, there is a certain amount of genetics that play into growing a beard. And unfortunately, you can't really choose your genes. But, you know, a lot of people say that they can't grow a beard, but they don't really put in the effort to grow that beard.
Well, my producer, Tatiana, who has got a great fondness for the rock gig, is suggesting that perhaps in place of band merchandise, grooming kits might be a possibility. You could sell them at the show.
We're actually looking at releasing a brand of shampoos and beard growth elixirs, which we're currently working on in my basement right now. We're trying to put together the right amount of natural ingredients and our own human hair and sweat in it, but we're still in the trial stages of that.
My feeling, John, is that there just aren't enough bands considering elixirs these days.
Definitely a bit of merchandise that most bands don't think of anymore. Ideally, we will be having someone selling it from a cart out the front of our shows, hopefully this time next year if it passes the strict government controls.
And finally, John, in light of the song that I've just faded down as you should consider having sex with a bearded man, I think you're well placed to answer this one. Are beards hot?
Yes, I believe they are. I mean,
come on, John, you're a rock star with a beard. Let's go there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd say that song has definitely made some women consider having sex with a bearded man, which is exactly what we wanted to do. A lot of women used to be grossed out, maybe disgusted by a bearded man, and we're just trying to help everyone out, everyone with a beard.
It's compassion, John. It's not exclusion, it's compassion.
Exactly,
Well, look, good luck with that, particular good luck with the elixir and getting it past the Food and Drug Administration.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for your time and also for those two fabulous songs. That was a lot of fun.
My pleasure.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
John Beardman Jr. from the folk rock band The Beards.